From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bonas. Among the many points of contention during the presidential debates was the status of energy production across the United States. President Obama argues that more oil and natural gas are being produced today than when he took office. Governor Romney argues that less of it is being produced on public land. Who's right depends to a large degree on how you look at the issue. Tim Wigley represents the oil and gas producers who are part of the Western Energy Alliance. They say much more energy could be produced in the West if the federal government would just get out of the way and expedite leasing, permits, and environmental reviews, similar to what's been happening on private land in the Bakken Formation of North Dakota.
The production increases you've seen have been primarily on private lands and state lands. The best example, obviously, is North Dakota and what you're seeing in Ohio and Pennsylvania and so forth. On federal lands, though, production levels have gone down primarily because the regulatory regime is just so difficult. There's such a lack of certainty amongst producers out there. They're just not willing to go through the hoops they have to go through in this current regulatory regime to produce the product. So it's Governor Romney was exactly correct as far as production being down on federal lands.
Well, Governor Romney asked a question about the number of permits being issued, to which the president replied that production is up. Not necessarily the same question.
No. And getting to the permit issue, you know, one of the problems we're facing on state lands or private lands here in Utah, oftentimes the permitting process is a 30 to 45 day period of time. On federal lands, the average right now is over 300 days. So if you're talking about putting that investment, that money out there for what we'd like to call a definite maybe, it's problematic for the industry. It's a high risk and low certainty game right now.
The president did say that they were dealing with energy companies that had leased land but hadn't developed wells on that land, didn't want to let them sit on those leases forever. Is that correct? Is that the way that you see the issue?
Well, I thought that was kind of a professional cheap shot from the president. Yes, there are companies that have leases out there that they don't necessarily exercise, but that can be for a variety of reasons, including, you know, currently we have natural gas prices that are low because this new technology has unlocked all kinds of ability for us to produce much more.
Well, there's some advantage just to having them. There are tax advantages to the companies that have these leases as assets. They can borrow money against them. So isn't there an incentive in the law to sit on leases?
There may be some companies who do that strategically, but overall what I've been told is it's not that type of strategy more than it is just market conditions. Right now it's just not a good time to be oversupplying the market right now. So
Tim Wigley is president of the Western Energy Alliance, an oil and gas industry trade group. The Center for Western Priorities has a very different view of energy development on federal land. It says Western energy producers are complaining even as they are producing more. When I spoke with the center's Trevor Kincaid, he says that's especially true in Utah.
Oil and gas production have been up on both private and public lands throughout the United States. In Utah specifically, over the past few years, oil production has been up almost, 32%, and gas production has been up 22%. So that's just when you look at the raw numbers. There's a couple things that drive this, market demand, also new technologies. But that's just what we're seeing, and those are the facts of the matter.
We have two different issues driving this. One is price, where the price of oil is significantly higher, but the price of natural gas has gone way down, but the production of both seems to be up.
That's right. And also, if you take it really a step further, there's another thing going on here, which is where oil and gas plays are located. A popular talking point during this election specifically, but really just, I think, overall, has been that oil and gas are up in spite of public lands, and trying to make the claim that public lands are interfering with oil and gas production. It just isn't the case. We're actually doing some work now in which we've looked at where oil and gas plays are located, and the truth is oil and gas companies are making their decisions based on where oil and gas deposits are located. Where industry is going to is they're going to the Bakken because crude oil prices are up. We see that at the pump. We see that in various markets. But as you noted, gas prices are down. Therefore, it's in companies' interest to pursue extraction where the gas is, where oil is located, and not gas, and that's just the way it is. And to make the claim that public lands are standing between companies and profits is just disingenuous.
Trevor Kincaid is a spokesperson for the Center for Western Priorities, a Denver-based conservation group. We also heard from Tim Wigley, the president of the Western Energy Alliance. I'm Dan Bamas, KUER News.